from the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz. You're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run. Job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race.
Welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't Couch Potato Radio, it's Activist Radio. And I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in a dragon at the road blockade. And if you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. As always, we start off with announcements. With threats of unprecedented proportions facing the planet and powerful special interested standing in way of solutions, we need visionary and talented leaders to solve environmental problems. We need leaders like David Brower, Lois Gibbs, and the late Cesar Chavez, who will stand up against corporate polluters and despoilers to protect the environment and our communities. That's why in 1992, Brower, Gibbs, and Chavez helped form the Green Corps, create a year-long, full-time, paid environmental leadership training program. Each year, they invite 25 recent college graduates to launch their organizing and advocacy careers with Green Corps. Through our environmental leadership training program, you gain the hands-on training and experience you'll need to put your actions into action and win important victories for public health and the environment. As a Green Corps staff member, you'll attend an introductory classroom training during August of the year 2000, and for subsequent week-long training. Each training session is taught by issue and advocacy experts such as Bob Bingaman, National Field Director of the Sierra Club, and Dolores Huerta, co-founder of the United Farm Workers of America. During the remainder of the year, you'll work on a series of campaigns with leading environmental groups, learning skills and strategies that will enable you to run effective environmental campaigns. After completing the Environmental Leadership Training Program, Green Corps helps you find full-time positions with leading environmental groups that enable you to put those skills to work. We're looking for the next generation of environmental and social change leaders. To apply for Green Corps' 2000-2001 Environmental Leadership Training Program, you need to apply real soon. If you want to try their early admission, you pretty much have to have it done now. If you live in the Southeast by January 24th, Northwest by January 31st, Northeast by February 7th, and in the West, February 14th, in the Midwest by March 1st. You'll need to fill out an application online at www.greencorps.org. That's www.greencorps.org, or send in your application. I'll give you the address in just a minute. Once again, they'll be conducting first and second round interviews around the country, and then you'll get picked by August, hopefully. You should contact Justin Rubin, Green Corps 97, currently the San Joaquin Valley Community Organizer for Pesticide Watch. For more information, his phone number is 559-486-0165. That's 559-486-0165. Or rubenja@aol.com. That's rubenja at aol.com. Once again, the webpage, www.greencore.com, www.temple.org. Or if you want to write, it's 29 Temple Place, Boston, Massachusetts, 02111. Green Corps, 29 Temple Place, Boston, Massachusetts, 02111. All right, looking for broadcasting skills? Well, there's workshops in the San Francisco Bay Area coming up. Introduction to Micro Power Broadcasting covers all aspects of technical, legal, and political of setting up a low-power community FM broadcast station. And you can do it just like Uncle Dennis does. Get that information on January 22nd, February 19th, and March 18th. Internet audio, MP3, and webcasting. Learn all about how Earth First Radio is uploaded to the net. All right, those workshops are on January 29th, February 26th, and March 25th. Interviewing and field recording techniques. How to get the story on tape. And how to ask the right questions. February 12th and March 11th are the dates for those workshops. And digital audio editing and content creation. Learn how Uncle Dennis gets all those nasty little things off his program. Anyway, those workshops, February 5th and March 4th. If you'd like further information, call 510-549-0732. That's 510-549-0732. Or frbspd@crl.com. frbspd@crl.com. Or the website, www.freeradio.org. Mark your calendars for the public comment period for the Merced River plan. That's the Merced River plan in Yosemite, California. The comment period is open and will be open until March 7th. Your chance to protect the Merced River, its environs, and the Yosemite Valley from development and degradation. Public hearings January 31st at the Mammoth Lakes High School, Mammoth Lakes, California, 365 Sierra Park Road, from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. February 1st in Bakersfield, at the Sheraton Four Points Hotel, 5101 California Avenue, and that's from 4 to 9:30 p.m. And February 2nd in San Diego, at the Hanalei Hotel, 2270 Hotel Circle North, from 4 to 9:30. And in Los Angeles at the Autry Museum of Western Heritage on February 3rd, 4700 Western Heritage Way from 4 to 9. And February 5th in Palo Alto at Palo Alto Hyatt Ricky's, 4219 El Camino Real from 11:30 to 5. I'll be repeating those next week, and there are more after that. If you're in Oregon, join BARC for a forest protection workshop. It's going to be Sunday, February 13th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Snake and Weasel, 1720 Southeast 12th Avenue, just south of Hawthorne in Portland, Oregon. Learn how to ground truth and write comments on Mount Hood National Forest timber sales. BARC will guide you through the labyrinth of public participation process and show you how to become an effective advocate for our national forests. So once again, that's Sunday, February 13th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Snake and Weasel, 1720 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, just south of Hawthorne. For more details, 503-331-0374. 503-331-0374. Or email is dyse@teleport.com. dyse@teleport.com or www.bark-out.org. Oh, we've got an eco calendar from back east. This version of the eco calendar is dedicated to Arthur Smith, longtime Tennessee conservationist who passed away recently, and to Julia Butterfly Hill, who just came down out of her tree. All right, let's see. Coming up, January 18th is the public hearing on North Carolina chip mill studies. That's in Statesville, North Carolina at 6:30 p.m. And it's being held at the Mitchell Community College in Statesville at the Shearer Hall Auditorium. I have detailed directions here, but for most of you, you should call Joshua Adams. His number, 828-883-5889. That's 828-883-5889. How many more eights can you have in a phone number, I ask you? Email to Josh at Dogwood Alliance, all one word, .org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, at dogwoodalliance.org. And coming up in January 21st, a demonstration against the rodeo coming to the Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville, Tennessee at 5:30 p.m. The demo is being done through PETA and Earth First. They'll meet at the entrance to the third level parking across from the Nyland Stadium in the Andy Holt Student Services Building. And I guess you folks in Knoxville know where that is. Anyway, here's the contact information, 637-5026. I didn't put an area code here. It's in Knoxville, Tennessee. So 637-5026, or email to mkrause, M. Krause, I guess it is, at utk.edu. M. Krause, all one word, at utk.edu. All right, we'll have more announcements from the Far East later on. Here's an announcement. The U.S. Forest Service has extended for 30 days the public comment period on its proposed rulemaking for managing land and resources on the national forests. If you want to make those comments, write to U.S. Forest Service Planning Regulations, P.O. Box 7669, Missoula, Montana, 59807. That's U.S. Forest Service Planning Regulations, P.O. Box 7669, Missoula, Montana, 59807. And that public comment period will close February 3rd. And coming up is the 9th Annual Headwaters Forest Activist Conference, February 3rd through 6th in Ashland, Oregon. It's gotten more expensive in the last few days to go to it, but it's a great conference. You'll join hundreds of forest activists for this Organizing for Political Success conference and how to play a role in the 2000 elections. Lots of fun topics. Want more information? Contact Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A. Her number, 541-482-4459. That's 541-482-4459. Or write her at Tonya at headwaters.org. T-O-N-Y-A at headwaters.org. Housing may be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Plum Creek Timber has applied for another incidental take permit, this one for bull trout and salmon all across the company's remaining Washington, Idaho, and Montana timberlands. The permit would allow Plum Creek to kill, harm, or otherwise take various imperiled salmon, trout, and other species associated with their habitats. The permit is essentially an exemption from the Endangered Species Act. To get the permit, Plum Creek must develop a mitigation plan known euphemistically as a habitat conservation plan. Take a good look at the darn thing. Let's see. The website is www.fws.gov/R1SRBO/SRBO in capital letters /PLUMCK. I guess that's plumcreek.htm. Once again, that website, www.fws.gov/R1SRBO/SRBO/PLUMCK.htm. And there are some hearings coming up. The next hearing will be in Kalispell, Montana on January 18th at the Outlaw Engine 19 in Missoula, Montana, at the Holiday Inn Parkside. Both of those are in, excuse me, I get it. On January 18th, it's at Kalispell, Montana at the Outlaw Inn. On January 19th, that's at Missoula, Montana at the Holiday Inn Parkside. Strange how these things get typed out. January 20th at Coeur d'Alene, Idaho at the Shiloh Inn. All of those meetings on the Plum Creek Endangered Species Take Permit are from 3:30 in the afternoon until 7 p.m. If you'd like to submit written comments, they should be received by February 15th. Write them to Ted Koch, KOCH, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 1387 South Vanille Way, number 368, Boise, Idaho, 83709. Once again, that address, Ted Koch, KOCH, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 1387 South Vanille, V-I-N-N-E-L-L Way, number 368, Boise, Idaho, 83709. All right, you might want to request a longer comment period because of the size of that HCP. And the National Marine Fisheries Service is proposing rules to protect threatened West Coast salmon species. These are the 4D rules. And you could go to www.americanlands.org/forestweb/4D-rule.htm to take a look at those. But public hearings are continuing to be held. Let's see here. Coming up January 18th at the City Library, 525 Anderson Avenue in Coos Bay, Oregon. January 19th at the Hatfield Science Center, 2030 Southeast Marine Science Drive in Newport, Oregon. January 20th at the Columbia River Maritime Museum, 1792 Marine Drive in Astoria, Oregon. And January 20th at the Eugene Water and Electric Board Training Room, 500 East 4th Avenue in Eugene, Oregon. January 25th at City Hall, 2nd Floor Council Chamber Southwest, Dorian Avenue in Pendleton, Oregon. January 26th at the Yakima County Courthouse, Room 420. That's located at 128 North 2nd Street in Yakima, Washington. And January 27th at the Mid-Columbia Senior Center, John Day, Room 1112 West 9th. That's in the Dalles, Oregon. January 31st at the City Hall Dining Room in the basement at 904 6th Street in Anacortes, Washington. All right. All those hearings are from 6 to 9 p.m. And there's more hearings after that. Let's see. In California, let's shove in some California hearing dates here. Redding, California, January 25th at the Doubletree, which is now the Red Lion, 1830 Hilltop Avenue. January 26th in Sacramento, California at the Heritage Hotel, 1780 Tribute Road. January 27th at the Modesto Irrigation District, 1231 11th Street in Modesto, California. And January 31st at Eureka Inn, 518 7th Street in Eureka, Oregon. There are more hearings after that, and I will get to them later. Also coming up is the International Pelagic Shark Workshop in February. I'll skip that one for now. We'll get to that in February. How's that? But I do want to tell folks about the Earth First Organizers Conference 2000. That will be February 10th through 13th in the Mojave of California. Lots to talk about. First meeting on Thursday, February 10th at 7 p.m. Uncle Dennis will be there. Bring $20, bring firewood, and bring water. You go out I-15 from Baker, California, turn north on Cal Baker Road and 14 miles north to the site. You'll be there. You want more information, contact Earth First, P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. If you need ride information, contact Delilah at 541-312-3453. That's Delilah. 541-312-3453 or kitchenwitchrune at yahoo.com. That's kitchenwitchrune, all one word, at yahoo.com. Need a job? All right. Experienced activist is needed for the Blue Mountain Biodiversity Project. A minimum wage salary for a year. Commitment, no computer use involved at all. Office and hiking skills are necessary. You'll be doing timber sale monitoring and ending corporate dominance work. These folks are really great. Send a resume and extensive activist references with your phone number and mailing address to the Blue Mountain Biodiversity Project, HCR 82, Fossil, Oregon, 97830. Once again, that address, Blue Mountain Biodiversity Project, HCR 82, Fossil, Oregon, 97830. or you can give them a call at 541-468-2028. That's 541-468-2028. Want a job? All right, here's another job. It's a Northeast State Organizer for the Grassroots Environmental Effectiveness Network. Now, they're going to pay a salary, but you got to work in Washington, D.C. You got to do all kinds of stuff around the office, organizing stuff. If you're interested, contact the Grassroots Environmental Effectiveness Network. You'll need a cover letter, a resume, references, and two writing samples. Deadline February 1st or sooner. Send it by email to rfeather@albq.defenders.org. That's rfeather@albq.defenders.org. Or send it by snail mail to State Organizer Job Search, Green, P.O. Box 40046, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87196. Once again, that address, State Organizer Job Search, Green, P.O. Box 40046, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87196. All right, let's get into some activist news here. Dozens of people attended the Sea Turtle Rally at the Texas State Capitol in Austin on Friday, January 7th, in support of Kemp's Ridley's Marine Reserve along the South Texas coast. Last year, 450 sea turtles died there. Highlights of the rally included a giant inflatable sea turtle hand-delivered to Austin by Ben White of Animal Welfare Institute. This was the mother of all sea turtles that made its debut at the Seattle WTO. There were 12 sea turtles around it. Activist singer Bill Oliver sang his wonderful Turtle Island song and helped lead chants of "Sea turtles deserve their own marine reserve," and "What do we want? Marine reserve? When do we want it? Now." And Robert Singleton and Karen Hedden of Austin were key in organizing that rally. A whole new coalition of activists came together, including diverse groups such as Earth First, PETA, Animal Protection Institute, and Austin Free Radio, where you will hear this broadcast. And Austin Environmental Board also attended. More needs to be done. So if you want more info, contact Terry Shore. Her address, turtlesafe@igc.org. That's turtlesafe@igc.org, or 1-800-859-SAVE. That's 800-859-SAVE, or go to www.seaturtles.org. Sounds like they had fun down there. On May 2nd, the Mexican military arrested Rudolfo Montiel Flores and Teodoro Cabrera Garcia, two environmentalist activists who organized their communities to curb logging in the old-growth forests of the Sierra de Petalán in southwestern Mexico. Wealthy landowners, angered by disruption to their profitable logging ventures, targeted Montiel and Cabrera and urged corrupt army officials to arrest them. Since May, Montiel and Cabrera have been reported to have been beaten, tortured, and forced to confess to charges concocted by the military, including drug trafficking and belonging to a guerrilla group. Please write to the Mexican ambassador and demand that Montiel and Cabrera be released from jail immediately. Tell him that torturing environmentalists is an outrageous violation of the basic human rights, even though it goes on every day. Here's the address, Ambassador Jesus Reyes Heroles, H-E-R-O-L-S-O-L-E-S, Ambassador of Mexico, 1911 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20006. And that address again is Ambassador Jesus Reyes Heroles, Ambassador of Mexico, Embassy of Mexico, 1911 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20006. If you'd like more information, go to the Sierra Club website. That's www.sierraclub.org/human-rights. Here's a little tidbit. Nearly 9 out of 10 Britons want tighter controls on waste disposal from factories that use genetically modified microorganisms. According to a poll released on Monday, the poll came just 2 months after research by GeneWatch revealed that factories and laboratories using the microorganisms for research and drug development released living genetically modified microorganisms into rivers and into the atmosphere as waste. Oh, what a bummer that is. Anyway, we're going to listen to a little music here from Casey Neal.
We're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. Say goodbye to plastic and goodbye to cars. No more convenience stores. Hello to stars. No more Wall Street and no more Pentagon. Thinking about these things makes me happy.
Radio, we'll be right back.